poll, Donald Trump's job disapproval hits all-time high. By Joshua Kaplan on June 26, 2020. President Donald Trump's disapproval rating has reached an all-time high in the wake of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and civil unrest sparked by the death of George Floyd, according to a newly released poll. The latest NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll shows 58% of respondents disapprove of his job performance, while 40% approve. When it comes to registered voters, 57% stated that they disapprove of the president's performance, while 41% said they support it. The poll, conducted between June 22 to 24, comprised of 1,640 respondents, including 1,515 registered voters. The margin of error for respondents is 3.3 percentage points and the margin of error for registered voters is 3.5 percentage points. The NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll comes as surveys show President Trump's Democrat presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, leads him in key battleground states such as Michigan and Wisconsin, though by a more narrow margin than failed Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton in 2016. As Breitbart News noted, the Real Clear Politics, RPC, June average, as of Monday, showed Biden leading Trump by 8 points in Michigan, 49.8% to Trump's 41.8%. The RCP average for June 22, 2016, showed Clinton up by 8.3%, 46.3% to 38%. A look at Wisconsin's numbers, comparing RCP's average from June 22, 2016, T0 June 22, 2020, tells a similar story, with Biden leading by an average of 5.4%. On June 22, 2016, Clinton led by an average of 11%. Pennsylvania appears to stray from the other two states, as the RCP average shows the former vice president up by 5.6%. The June 22, 2016, average showed Clinton leading by half a percentage point. However, it should be noted that Trump far exceeded Biden in this year's presidential primary raw vote totals in the Keystone State. Conservative radio legend Rush Limbaugh advised Wednesday that President Trump should relaunch his re-election campaign around a promise to preserve the American way of life against the radical left. All of the language should revolve around a singular promise, to preserve the American way of life, said Limbaugh.